Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher. Hello, listeners. This is episode 56 of Art Talk, and today I want to discuss a topic that is very dear to my heart. More often than not, I see people writing or hear them saying that they are fully self-taught artists. In previous episodes, we talked about craftsmanship, and my guest, artist Joan Marie, said it is so important, and also to make sure that creativity needs to be developed simultaneously. She has been an art teacher for years. That said, self-taught is a trap you do not want to fall into. Why? Simply because you cannot know what you do not know. And I would add to that, you cannot see what you have not learned to see. You know, I'm dedicated to the old masters, still studying, practicing, and following those studios that teach or practice of seeing like sight eyes. Of course, they teach how to use the mediums, oils in this case, and they teach you everything you need to become a trained professional artist. This doesn't mean that every artist needs to be able to paint like the old masters. Surely not. But every artist needs to be able to see rather than think what they see and have some kind of art education. Let me tell you a short story. Once upon a time, when I was still a performing musician, I was asked to make a program for children aged 4 to 6 to teach them about music. I started with music for theater for children. At first, it was simple. I wrote a story, had music, I played on the flute and a tape with the piano accompaniment and made hand puppets and a backdrop. It all fitted neatly in a suitcase. My first tryout was with the Torch Gallery in Amsterdam. The owner and his wife invited their son's friends, and I invited friends with their children. All were very excited, and all were well received. I had to start promoting it. That was the moment I painted the scene of the backdrop, smaller, went to the copier to copy it, and typed. Yes, computers were not yet wildly available, only a Mac. That was very expensive at the time. But with copy and paste and back to the printer, it all went fine. I designed my first ever flyer for my first ever music theater for children. Can you feel the excitement? I then met a visual artist who loved what I was doing. He did not criticize me, but showed me how to draw the easel. I had an easel and a turtle. And taught me about perspective and the scene I had painted as the picture on my backdrop and the flyer. And suddenly, it became much stronger. It looked professional and taught me how to look at objects, something I could not see before because nobody ever taught me that. My art education started there. I was open to everything he taught me, from printmaking, etching, to watercolor, drawing, using oils, portraits, figures, etc., etc. A whole new world opened when I received his lessons, and I learned how to see rather than to think what to see. Did I lose my creativity? No, not at all. Like the first time, it became stronger, and it was still as playful as it was, only better. It added to the creativity. And soon I was asked to play this in schools in the Netherlands, traveling with my suitcase production. I developed a few more, and one of them, of which I played 200 times in Amsterdam, is at school. And every skill I had learned, from music, the performing and the writing, to sculpture, to painting, went into it. Learning how to see, rather than thinking what you see, is the most important aspect for every artist. And let me give you another example. Once I was drawing a figure live, it was at the academy, and the professor came and said, The right shoulder is higher. Okay, so I made a correction. He returned and said, when the right shoulder is higher, the left one is lower. See the direction and the angle? And off he went again, letting me scratch my head. It made me take a distance and do nothing but gaze at the model and use my charcoal to measure the angle or direction with the stretched hand. This is a way to learn how to see rather than thinking about what to see. This is what you need to learn from a professional. This shows that being fully self-taught can be a big trap. A few other examples. Portraits, for instance, are placed on the canvas but do not fit. Yeah, you can say the canvas is not large enough, but then the canvas will never be large enough because the head is sculpted, but part of the chest is on. And this is not about interpretation, but about struggling with composition. And other examples are noses, which are often too long in a face. It has to do with foreshortening, a difficult skill for many artists. Proportions within a portrait, but also figure. Adults are different in proportion than children or babies. Composition, also an abstract painting. Because why are Rothko paintings still so adored? Because no matter what you think of it, it represents the classic composition of the golden ratio. It's the nature. It gives that pleasant feeling. Pleasurable. And he knew what he was doing. And let us briefly talk about color and mixing color. As self-taught, color theory is most likely not something you have done. How to use mediums, repair a canvas, what brushes to use, with what to draw or paint an underdrawing on the canvas. Different techniques such as alla prima, direct or indirect. There is so much to learn, and way quicker too when you have someone who can teach you with love, not with terror. Honestly, it is something that should be part of the school's curriculum. In primary school, kids aged 8 to 11 want to draw realistically, but are not taught because who can? Let alone that art is seen as useless and probably not on the curriculum anymore. Kids who do want that are put off by a teacher telling them, that's not a tree, that's not an apple. How demotivating is that? How devastating. Nevertheless, the lesson I learned was that being self-taught sounds nice, but when I saw what happened when he showed me how it could be, it opened a whole new world to me. And when the professor forced me to see, I started to focus differently. Self-taught, sooner or later, brings you to a halt. Taking a proper course or courses can bring you to a level where you can let go of the knowledge as such and use your creativity to get it to another level. Letting go of the knowledge is not forgetting. It means it is not at the forefront, but trained in eye-hand coordination. It has become like driving a car or riding a bike. It's natural. So do not fall for the self-taught trap, because it is a trap for sure. And art is a skill you can learn. Take lessons or mentoring. And even though I do not do this, I make this one exception for some shameless self-promotion. My passion is teaching or mentoring. It comes naturally, and I have done it over 20 years. So click the button below. It's in the show notes. And book that free 20-minute call to see where you are, what you need, and how I can help you move forward. Just take it. 20 minutes. Free. Okay, thank you all for listening. Next week, I will review a book I recently read. I might also have a very nice new interview. And I'm preparing for a conversation with a conversationist. conservationist who restores paintings. And I think that's a big learning curve for me too, because I can paint, but restoring is a completely different aspect. And we can learn from it how to prepare our canvas. What is the best practice? As always, if you have any questions, please let me know. And if you want me to discuss a specific topic, then also drop me a message. Wishing you all a lovely week. Bye. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.